President Trump celebrated the newest Supreme Court justice last night. With every sitting member of the Supreme Court present, Trump presided over a swearing-in ceremony for Brett Kavanaugh at the White House. After a bitter and divisive nomination, Kavanaugh promised that the process had tested but not changed him, and that he would always conduct himself fairly from the bench.
I take this office with gratitude and no bitterness. Every American can be assured that I'll be an independent and impartial justice, devoted to equal justice under law.
But not every Republican is celebrating the appointment of Justice Kavanaugh. In fact, our next guest says he is leaving the GOP because of it. Tom Nichols is a professor of national security at the U.S. Naval War College, and he wrote about his decision in The Atlantic. Thanks for joining us, Professor Nichols.
Thanks for having me.
You have belonged to the Republican Party for most of your life. Why did this confirmation process prompt you to leave?
It wasn't the confirmation process itself. That was more of the final straw. This had been coming for a while. I had felt estranged from the party even after the 2012 elections. I was hoping for a recovery in the wake of what I think will eventually be the implosion of the Trump administration. But with the Kavanaugh confirmation, it just seemed to me that there was no moderate center left in the Republican Party. And so I just decided that it really was time to go.
The confirmation was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. And I want to ask you about it. In your piece for The Atlantic, you focused a lot on Senator Susan Collins' very drawn-out decision on Kavanaugh. Collins, of course, is a Republican from Maine. This is a little bit of her speech from the Senate floor on Friday.
The Senate confirmation process is not a trial. But certain fundamental legal principles about due process, the presumption of innocence and fairness, do bear on my thinking, and I cannot abandon them.
Why did Susan Collins' yes vote matter to you so much?
I found that the senator's speech, to me, it was cynical. It was cynical in the extreme, because you had a country that was anxious and divided and really wanted to get to this question of whether or not she was able to support this nominee. And instead, she kind of gave America this kind of hollow lecture about constitutional law. I myself, on many of the charges against Judge Kavanaugh, I was actually agnostic, but I thought that his behavior before the Senate, his extraordinary partisanship, his disrespect for the Senate Judiciary Committee was self-disqualifying. And I was amazed that Senator Collins just walked past all of that. And I really didn't expect that from the last moderates left. And when there are no moderates left, again, it's time to go.
You've also criticized the Democrats, right? Where is your home now? I guess that's the big question. For a person like you who's broken with the Republicans, who's got problems with the Democrats, where do you go? I assume you still want to participate in political life in this country.
Well, now I'm part of the largest voting bloc in America, the unaffiliated independents. And I will go wherever I think there are good ideas and, most important, people who I think are decent and well-meaning. Because I think a big part of what the Republicans have lost is decency. I mean, it's a party that is based in no small measure on a certain amount of cruelty these days. And that was not the optimistic party that I joined as a young person.
Well, who are those people? Where do you find them these days? The kind of people, the kind of leaders that you want to follow?
Well, as I mentioned in the piece, I'm originally from Massachusetts. I would have no problem voting for Charlie Baker, for example, the governor of Massachusetts. But they are far and few between, and I'm not quite sure where my political home is now. I don't think I will ever rejoin a party. And again, I think that one thing the Republicans lost is the notion that character matters.
Tom Nichols is a professor at the U.S. Naval War College. Thanks, Professor, for joining us.
Thank you.